Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
In the shade of the corona, we're going to start try and connect the parsha to what's happening around us, because normally that's what it is all about. Because people sometimes don't realize that the parsha is not just a story. It's something that has an effect, a direct effect on our life now. But sometimes we don't see it.
What is today's parsha?
Vayakel Pikudei. We're finishing Sefer Shmot, and it's going to be Vayakel.
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't even tell
two parshiot, Vayakel and Pikudei. It's okay. Don't worry about it.
I've got it here.
And the interesting thing is that when we look at the first pasuk of the parsha, Vayakel Moshe et kol adat bnei Israel, and he gathered together the whole people of Israel. And what's happening now? We are separated. It's exactly the opposite. So first of all, to understand what is the idea of Vayakhel. The idea of building the Mishkan is being everybody together. And everybody is giving his part, his share in building the Mishkan. Which means that each one of us, as I think we talked about it last week, got his own talent, his own abilities, and his own job in the part of being a part of Am Yisrael. Not for himself, but for the klal of Am Yisrael. And this is the idea of what does it mean each one has got a job. Now, to make it clear, for example, a lawyer cannot be, or you're not going to go to a lawyer to fix
the corona.
Not only to fix the corona, not even to fix your clothes. You're going to go to a tailor. And you won't ask a tailor to represent you in a trial. The same way, you're not going to ask a doctor to make a chair for you. You will ask the carpenter. And you're definitely not going to ask the carpenter to cure you. So in other words, we need all of them, by the way. But each one of us has to do his own job. And this is the main point. Do it as a part of the congregation, as a part of the klal of Am Yisrael. And I think this is the main problem of what's happening today. When we talk about the corona, when we talk about what's happening now, we have to understand, first of all, what are we doing in this world? One of the problems is that we don't see the picture in front of our eyes. We don't really realize. Like, we go on with life, and sometimes we think, who are we even to have an influence on the world? Or what are we doing with our little job? Or, for example, now sitting here and not allowed to have even visitors. What are we really doing in this world? Years ago, I worked with a firm, a garden furniture firm, in the States, in Vadina, Minnesota, which is the loch behind the clouds, as we say, like near Canada, and cold, freezing, and let's say it's, if I have to build a factory for garden furniture, that will be the last place to do it, because they don't have summer there. Like, it's cold almost all the year. Anyway, at a very good factory there, the best quality, unbelievable. And by the way, they really, I felt like a prime minister coming. They had a red carpet, I'm not joking. And they had our flag, big flag of Israel. I felt like I'm coming like representing Eretz Israel, the president at least, was whatever. And we went through the producing line, and in the middle of the factory, where they all work, suddenly I saw a showroom. Like, there was this big stage, and on the stage they had all the furniture they are manufacturing. So I asked the guy, what's going on here? What, are you crazy or something? This is a place for a showroom? But people that want to see your furniture, they're going to go through the production line, going through the factory itself? You need a showroom as a showroom, that people can come in and out. He says, this is not a showroom, he says. So I said, what is it? Everything like everything is clean, beautiful, and he says, you have to understand. We have here a lot of people that work and do different things. For example, there is this guy that the whole day what he does is putting screws inside a pipe. The other one is bending pipes. And the third one is molding. And they really don't really know what they're really doing. And, you know, the feeling is, well, what am I doing here? Putting a screw, bending a pipe, molding, but it's nothing. So we put in the middle the furniture. So now they realize that they are a part of this furniture. They manufacture this furniture. In other words, when he puts all the small screws here, he says, "Dad, this is what I'm doing." So he gets proud and he's got this enthusiastic, he wants to do the job because he realizes that it's not just a job with no purpose. It's a great purpose. And this is how we should look at life. We have a purpose. I read this morning an interesting article in the Ten Chelkeinu. He's writing there a very interesting thing. He's talking about that the Gemara says that everybody dies. You know, you come to this world and everybody dies, and a man, human being dies, and an animal, and a cow dies. But whatever you do in this life, this is what is going to bring you to the next world in a good shape. So the people are asking, why is he comparing human being to an animal? To a cow? Why? We know that a cow dies and everybody dies, but why to compare a man, a human being, to a cow? But that's exactly the point. You see, the guy who's got cows, what is the reason he keeps the cows, he feeds them and treats them? What's the reason?
To sell them for the beef or the
meat. In other words, for the profit. Whatever it is, at the end of the day, it's for the profit. In other words, he doesn't care about the cow. In the mean, if the cow is for him, parnosa. The cow eats. You have to keep her, you have to watch her. And also, we eat. We eat and drink and do the same thing. We also want to have good conditions, but the question is, why do we live? What is the purpose? The purpose is doing good things, building ourselves in this world. In other words, the purpose is not to eat and sleep. And that's what the animal knows. They eat and sleep. And when they die, that's it. It's finished. But for us, dying is a new stage. It's the next stage. And that's the real stage. What we're doing here, we're preparing ourselves to the real world. And this is a big difference between us and animals. And this is why the compares us to animals. And talking about this, everybody together, and we have to deal with the corona, of course, but we have to understand and realize that we, as believers, we have to understand why. What is the reason that God brought this plague on this world? What is the reason? And you know, I'm sure that you saw all those people that writing on this and writing on that. And all of it is true. But let's see, what is the main purpose? So we have to look what it is. What is the corona really? We have this argument all the time with people that they don't believe or they don't want to believe what you call in Hebrew, adata. It's a new world. I don't know how you even translate it to English. Adata means that I'm forcing somebody to be religious. And as I'm influencing him to be religious with certain action. They call it adata.
Not yet.
Adata. Hey, dalet, hey, dalet, taf, hey. Yes. Hadata.
Hadata.
That, this is from Pishon religion. I don't think you will find that. It's interesting what you find. I don't think you find anything. Yeah, that's the way you write it. But you know, I don't think you find there is. It's a new world. It's an invention. Let's put it this way. The point is, what do they say? Live and let live. You know this. Everybody's like, well, this is a free country. I want to live the way I live. You live the way you live. As long as we don't affect each other, I'm not doing anything bad to you. Leave me alone. So why do you come to my to the school of my kids and tell them about religion? Which, by the way, is not exactly right, because this is history. But they call everything that is connected with Am Israel religious. Religion. Why do my kids have to know about Pesach? Why do my kids have to know about tzitzit? Why do my kids have to know about religion at all? We are a free country. We are Israelis. We are, okay, we are Jews, but we don't want to be religious. We don't have anything to do with the Torah or whatever it samples. So the argument is that they say that we're trying to force them in to being religious or to know about religion. And they want to live their life. And while doing this, they don't affect us. In other words, we should stop telling them about tradition and go on with our life, and they will go on with their life. Are they right?
No.
Why not?
Because how else can you learn?
Not only this. There is an effect of anything you do, especially as a Jew,
yeah,
about your fellow man. You have to understand it. That's a fact. Now, how do you tell them? How do you teach them this strange thing? They says, what do you mean? I'm not hitting you. I'm not forcing you to stay at home. I don't tell you eat kosher or not kosher. It's a free country. You do whatever you want. They don't realize that when I do something wrong, I'm not only affecting me, I'm affecting the whole world. So what is God doing? Brings a disease, a virus. Nobody sees it, but it affects everybody. And it doesn't matter what you did or what you didn't do. If you ate kosher or not kosher, doesn't matter. It affects everybody. In other words, God is telling us, you think that what you do, it's got no effect on others. Here, I want to show you. Not only it's got an effect, it's got such a dangerous effect that it's so contagious that look what we're doing here. Closing places. Closing the whole country. To prevent the effect of what? Of this Chinese guy that had the first virus and spread all over the world? In other words, there is an influence of what you do on others, even if you're not connected physically. Look, think about it. So God is trying to teach us, whatever you do, take it in your mind that it's not only you. It's not, and oh, by the way, it's very interesting. It's not only the Jews, it's the whole world. And this is, by the way, they say that this is the Mashiach Zeiten. Why? Because they say, we have this bond between us that we call Kol Yisrael Arevim Ze Baze. In other words, what we do among us, it's got an influence on others. That's the same way you've got a hand. If the hand is being hurt or damaged, you are damaged. You cannot just take the hand and cut it off and put it on the floor and I'm not connected to the hand. You're connected to the hand. The same way as you connect to your fingers, to your... And by the way, we're talking about different jobs. So, with the hand, you pick up the spoon and eat. You don't do it with your leg. You hear with your ears and not with your fingers. In other words, to be whole, I need all those things. And the same way is with Am Israel. In order to be whole, we need all the people of Am Israel, and it doesn't matter who they are, what they are, and how religious they are, and if they're not religious at all, doesn't matter. They are a part of us. But the greater picture is that after we have this bond, the whole world got it. In other words, the influence is not only between the Jews, is between the whole human race. the whole creation. In other words, it's like the Rambam says in Hilchot Teshuva. He says that everybody has to look at the world half-half. Half innocent, half guilty. And when you look at yourself, it's the same picture. Now, any action I'm going to do, it's going to change the balance. If I do a sin, the whole world is going to be infected, and the sin is going to affect the world like the whole world is a Russia. If I'm going to do a mitzvah, I'm going to make the whole world a better place. And if you look at those things, you realize that any action you do in your life, it's got an effect on others. But unfortunately, we don't realize it. We don't think like this. So, God is bringing this corona to tell us that there is a bond between the whole world. We have to understand what you do, it's got an effect on others. You see, they talk about pollution, they talk about things. They all understand. But that's exactly in the spiritual world the same story. If the world is going to be corrupt, the influence is going to be on each one of us. If the world is going to be righteous, the influence is going to be on all of us. And now there is another interesting point. The influence of society on people makes people good or bad. When my son was in school, unfortunately, he learned in a school which was not exactly with good... Good pupil, let's say. They were from, I don't know how to say it even, but they, no good. Like they really, they talked dirty, they were cursing, they had a very dirty language. And one day my son comes home and he talks like that. So if you think for a minute that there is no influence, of course there is an influence. We built a special class for him and for others in order to prevent this connection. What is God doing today? He's separating us. And there is another reason. Why haven't we got this feeling that we are connected? Because everybody thinks on himself. This is the ego trip. And instead of loving each other, we see hatreds everywhere. Unfortunately, even with our leaders. Third time election, and we still don't know what's going to happen. Instead of taking and thinking about the people and do the good for the people, they do the good for themselves. They don't care about others. There is this illness that the Torah tells you that you have to take the guy that is ill and separate him from the people and put him alone outside the camp. Tzaraat. Now, this leprosy, which is this disease, one of the main reasons for it is what? You know what? Lashon Hara. Separating people. Talking dirty about people, telling lies about people, and even if telling the truth about people, but things that are going to affect the relationship between husband and wife, between brother and sister, between friends, and we all know it. How talks separate us, sometimes even from people that we love. Because they tell us, you know what he did? You know what he did? In other words, the Torah tells the guy who talks rechilus and tells things about others, lashon hara, what is his punishment? Separate him from the people, put him by himself. Why? Why do you think he's being separated from all the people?
He mustn't be an influence on the other people.
And when you are alone, do you want to be alone?
No. You think.
You start thinking and realizing that being a part of the society, that being a part of the congregation, is very important. And your behavior separated, damaged the congregation, damaged your friends, separated people. And now you realize how important it is to be together. So God, and we don't have to go Lashon Hara, oh, wherever we look, we've got it. Look at what was going on in this election. So what is God doing? Bring the corona. You don't know how to live together? I separate you. You will sit, each one of you, first of all, 2 meters distance between you. And if this is not good enough, you're being isolated in by yourself in your room. And you're not allowed to have any contact with other people. Even the food is going to put inside of your, outside your room, and nobody is going to even open you. After he goes, you open the room and take the food. It's very clear. The point is, do we learn the lesson? Because the corona is not the problem. You have to understand. We have to fight this disease, and we're going to fight it. Bezrat Hashem, we're going to also to win Bezrat Hashem. But this is not the fight that we should fight. We should understand that we have to change our behavior. Ve'ahavta le'reacha kamocha. Because it's now the corona. It can be in a few months something else. If we don't learn the lesson. God is not punishing. God is teaching. They say a very interesting thing that, as we said, that the connection between people, it is so important that the only way to understand it is when you're alone. And think about it. Really, what's happening now? It's unbelievable. Like God is trying to teach. And by the way, you don't have to be afraid of the corona. Whatever God brings is good. Yeah, sometimes it hurts. It's not easy. But God wants us to learn the lesson. And the minute we learn the lesson, the same way it came, the same way it will go. And it happened in history, not the first time. The point is, we have to look at it not as the corona, but as why. And look what's happening. We are being separated. From one point of view, it's also God is telling us, "En am levadad ishkonu bagoyim lo itchashav." Also, another interesting point. Those people who shout adata or talking about against religion, they want to be like the whole world. What is God doing? Closing the borders. You want to be like the whole world? No, finished. Pesach holidays. I ordered a holiday in Georgia. Instead of doing Yetziat Mitzrayim here in Eretz Israel, I ordered a holiday in, not in Mitzrayim, but the idea is very clear. And people are going all around, don't realizing, and they want, this is, we can understand it. Each one is in his own level, but I can never forget, last year when I went, I don't remember where I was, and you walk in the street and you see Israelis, you know, abroad. And you see that they're Israelis, they're talking Hebrew, and eating pizza on Pesach. We look at them as tinok shenishba. Okay, I'm not blaming nobody, if you have to understand. We're trying to fix. Not to looking for, the blame is on us, on each one of us. I'm not looking for somebody to blame. And like people, some people come, you know what the corona came? Because of this and because of this. That's not why the corona came. The corona came for us to look into what we do and fix it. That's what it is. And you cannot just say because Mechalel Shabbos, because, you know, one of the thing is, they started doing things on Shabbos, move transportation on Shabbos, Tachbura Tziburit. And what is God doing now? Stopping everything. Okay, could be. But that's not, you cannot look at the mikre, as I'm saying. You have to look at the klal. You have to look at why is this whole thing happening. So when you see the Jews want to be like the Goyim, what is God doing? Separating us. And it happened in history, unfortunately, not once. And we should only hope that that's going to be stay in this level and not Chas v'Shalom at their different level. But God is telling you very simple. You want to be with the whole world? Okay. I'm going. And am levadad ishkon, bagoyim lo itchashav. What is the Prime Minister saying last week? Bagoyim lo itchashav. I don't care about nobody in the world. We are closing our borders. We have to save our people. Yes, we have to save our people. Yes, he's quite right. But he doesn't understand the right aspect. Because saving us is when we start loving each other. We are after caring about somebody else. In other words, if a restaurant decides to close on Shabbos, you don't go out shouting, I'm not going to eat in this restaurant because they're closing on Shabbos. To understand that we have to live together. And sometimes you have to sacrifice certain things for this. But when you love, you are willing to sacrifice. It's like, I don't know if we talked about it last week, it's like when somebody is going to ask you to move a building 10 meters right. Can you move a building? No. So if God asked me to do something impossible, what should I do? I should try. Because when you love somebody, you want to do the impossible. Is it right or wrong? When you really love somebody, you want to do the impossible. Sometimes you see people doing things that are not reasonable because they love. And because of this love, they're willing to do things that have got no chance in normal eyes. And that's what God wants. Oh, it's impossible. You know what? Impossible. So what? I want you to have the will to do it because I'm asking you. Last, we have the golden calf in our parsha. Why? What happened? This is a generation that saw God. God talked to them. How do you get to this level? And by the way, to understand a little better, if you think for a minute that they wanted to worship idols, you're mistaken. Because who did they go to ask? To Aaron. If I want an idol, would I go to Aaron a Kohen? Definitely not. But they thought that they know better. Because they were so knowledgeable, they were so close to God, that they thought, and this, by the way, it happens also today, they think, you have those young rabbis, they think they know it all. And they changed laws. This is the golden calf. They were though they are. They were a generation of great knowledge. Not knowledge. Knowledge connection to God. How dare they do an idol? Yes.
It wasn't the Eruv Rav that did the idol. They were the ones who pressed for it.
And? So why are we punished? Why are we punished?
They were incorrectly converted to Jews.
But they definitely
wasn't sincere.
Yeah, yeah. But so what they said, so you they are right, we talked about it,
they caused a problem for the whole.
Okay, so I'm going to ask you an interesting question. Yeah. There is an opinion that said it, and by the way, I agree with this opinion, but there were also involved people from Am Yisrael.
Yeah.
How do we know? Because Moshe is calling the Shevet Levi and tell them, Mila Hashem Elai, go and kill your brothers, your sisters, your parents, your... 1 minute. If it's only the Erev Rav, how can they be sisters and brothers of the Levi? Because they were married to the Levi tribe. In other words, they were Jews. 100%. But, by the way, you know the main sin of our... the sin of the golden calf, like from the general population of Am Yisrael, was, you know what? Adishut. They were apathic. They didn't care.
Apathetic.
They didn't care. Because when you see those 3,000 people doing the golden calf, and we're talking about a few million, you should have stopped them. Didn't care enough. And you don't worship God in this way. You have to worship God from love. To be excited. And this, by the way, they fix it. When they are now running to build the Mishkan, the temple, everybody's running to bring gold and silver, whatever they've got, till the time. Like in 2 days, they gather everything and they have to stop. Showing God their love. They understand what they did. And this is exactly what we have to understand. When we're talking about the sin of the golden calf, it started with good intention. They thought that they know better. This is why in Pikudei, the last parsha, is written, Kasher tziva Hashem et Moshe. Kasher tziva Hashem. A few, not once or twice, many times written, like God ordered Moshe, like God ordered Moshe, to make it clear that we don't do anything because we think better. We do whatever God asks us to do. Because unfortunately, when we start to think that we know better, that's when all the mistakes happen. It's not only those who don't care about religion. It's those who think that they know what it's all about better than the others. Better than the great rabbis. Better from our sages. Better from Chazal. So, Kechol asher tziva Hashem et Moshe ken asu bnei Yisrael. We have to do whatever God tells us to do. And to finish with a good thing. Baruch Hashem, not everything is black. We have people, and by the way, we see it now in the corona, people are helping each other, because sometimes you need something getting wrong in order to fix it. So it's not only, it's that people do unbelievable things. And this is what we should learn from. And maybe when God will see that we're starting really to do for each other, everybody using his talent to help the others. As we said, everybody's got his job, everybody's got his own talent, everybody's important. Doesn't matter what is your job and what you do. And as we understand the influence of everything we do, so in other words, whatever you do good, you are already influencing who? Everybody. And this is the way we should fight the corona. Starting spreading love, helping each other, doing good things, and understanding that each good thing that we do has got an influence and is taking away another ill guy and taking far and farther out this virus. So in other words, the vaccine for this virus is Ve'ahavta l'reacha kamocha. Bezrat Hashem.